This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, June 6th, 2018. We will learn the first to third Mishnayos in the ninth chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. Mishnah Aleph says, Yesh mutaros leva'alehen ve'asuros leyivamehem. All right, there are some women who are permitted to their husbands, totally good marriage, and nevertheless prohibited to their brothers-in-law should their husbands die and there's no children. There are women, mutaras liyiv mehem, who are actually permitted to their brothers-in-law should their husbands die, ve'asuros lebalei, but they're not actually permitted to their husbands. There are mutaros la'elu ula'elu. There are women who are permitted to both their husbands and brothers-in-law in the event that the husband dies, no children. Ve'asuros la'elu vila'elu. Right? There are women who are prohibited both to their husbands and to their brothers-in-law should the husband die. But now the Mishnayos will actually go through each of those cases. Ve'elu mutaros leva'alehen ve'asuros liyivameim. Right, so these are the people who married properly, kosher marriages, but nevertheless prohibited to their brothers-in-law in the case of Yibum. Kohen hedyot shenasa es ha'almana v'yesh lo ach, Kohen Gadol. So a regular Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol, who marries a widow, right? Totally kosher. Kohen Gadol cannot marry a grusha or a chalutza, right? Divorcee or somebody who did chalitza, but they can marry a widow. V'yesh lo ach, Kohen Gadol. But this Kohen's brother is the Kohen Gadol who's not allowed to marry a widow. When that regular Kohen dies, she becomes a widow, and then she becomes prohibited in Yibum to the brother-in-law who is the Kohen Gadol. Right, that's case number one, permitted to the Kohen, but not permitted, right? Prohibited to the Kohen Gadol, to the brother-in-law. Chalal shenasa kshera. So a chalal, right, is a Kohen who is an offspring of, let's say, a Kohen and a Grusha have a child, you get a chalal, right? So they've lost some of their Kohen status. That chalal marries a regular Jewish woman, which he is permitted to do. V'yesh lo ach kasher. Right, but that Kohen has a brother who is a non-chalal Kohen, a regular Kohen. Right? Once this woman has relations with the chalal, she becomes prohibited to a non-chalal Kohen. Now she's allowed to marry him. She's allowed to marry the chalal. Once she does, she can no longer marry a Kohen, a non-chalal Kohen. And therefore, if the chalal dies, then the brother cannot do Yibum. All right, next case. Yisrael, shenasa bas Yisrael, v'yesh lo ach mamzer. Right, you have a beautiful Israelite marriage, but the brother is a mamzer. So when the husband dies and she stands before Yibum to a mamzer, she can't marry a mamzer. She's permitted to the husband, but not to the yavam. All right, next case. Mamzer, shenasa mamzeres. Right, if you... Mamzer, a male Jewish bastard, is allowed to marry a female Jewish bastard. All right, so mamzer shenasa mamzeres, kosher. V'yesh lo ach Yisrael, but the brother-in-law, the brothers, right, is actually a regular Jew, cannot marry the mamzeret. So the mamzer dies, no children. The mamzeret, right, cannot do. There's no yibum with the brother-in-law because the brother-in-law is a regular Yisrael. Right, those are mutaros leva'alehen ve'asuros liyivamehem. They are permitted to their husbands, but they are prohibited to the brothers-in-law in a situation of yibum. Okay, now we move to Mishnah Bet. These are elu mutaros liyivamehem ve'asuros leba'alehen. Right, these are women who are permitted to their yavams, to their brothers-in-law, right, when their husband dies, but not actually to their husbands. So, case number one, Kohen Gadol, Shekidesh es ha'almana, v'yesh lo ach Kohen Hedyot. So you have a Kohen Gadol who does kiddushin, right, the ring ceremony with a widow, And then the Kohen Gadol dies. Now, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to do Kiddushin with the widow because the Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow. V'yesh lo ach Kohen Hedjo. The brother, the Kohen Gadol's brother, is a regular Hedjo, is allowed to marry a widow. So the Kohen Gadol dies. Now, if the Kohen Gadol had not only done Kiddushin but also had had relations with this woman, then she would become disqualified to a regular Kohen because she had an improper relationship. But here it's only Kiddushin. So the Kohen Gadol does Kiddushin with the widow. That was not allowed. So not allowed to the husband. But because there was no relation, right, there was no sexual relationship, does not disqualify her from a future Kohen. She didn't have an improper, she had an improper Kiddushin, but not an improper sexual relationship. She can go before the brother, who's a regular Kohen, as a widow, and have Ibum done. Okay, next case. Kasher Shenasa Chalala. Right, V'yeshlo Ach Chalal. Right, a regular Kohen who marries a Chalala, that's a no-no. Right, a regular Kohen cannot marry a Chalala. But the brother, right, is a Chalal himself. Right, the brother is also a Chalal. So the Chalala, right, is not allowed to marry the regular Kohen. But when he dies, she's perfectly allowed to the brother-in-law, who's also a Chalal. Right, again, another case where you're prohibited to the husband, but permitted to the brother-in-law. Next case, Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres, V'yeshlo Ach Mamzer. Right, you have a regular Jew who marries a Mamzeret, that's a Jewish female bastard. That's a no-no. But the brother is a mamzer, right? The male Jewish bastard. So when the Yisrael, the kosher Yisrael, dies, he was not allowed to be married to the mamzeret. But when she stands before Yibam to the mamzer, you have a mamzer and a mamzeret, and they're allowed to be together. Also, mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, right? The reverse case, just flipping the genders. A male Jewish bastard who marries a regular Jewess, an Israelite, right? That's a no-no. But v'yesh lo ach Yisrael. She's not allowed to marry the first husband because he's a mamzer, but the brother-in-law is not, so when she stands before Yibam, she's allowed to be with him. So those are mutaros liyivameyim ve'asuros lebaleim. Those are permitted to the brother-in-law when the husband dies, right, to the yavam, but not to the husband. What about asuros la'elu vila'elu, right? What are the cases where you're prohibited to both? So that's as follows. Kohen gadol shenasa es ha'almana. So a Kohen Gadol not only is Mekadesh, right? Not only does Kiddushin, but he marries the Almana, has the relations with the Almana. V'yesh lo ach Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedjot. Right? And his brother is and either the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedjot. The Almana was not allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol in the first place. Once she marries him and has relations with him that are prohibited, she becomes prohibited to another Kohen. So she's prohibited to the husband and to the brother-in-law. Was also a Kohen. All right, the next case where they're prohibited to both. Kasher, shenasa chalala, v'yeshlo ach kasher. Right, a regular Kohen who marries a chalala, that's no good. And the brother is also a regular Kohen who is kasher. Right, so the chalala is not allowed to marry the first Kohen. She can't be with the second Kohen in the case of Yibum. That's also usher for both. Right, next case, Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres. You have a regular Jew marries a female Jewish bastard. No. V'yeshlo Ach Yisrael. And then the husband dies. The brother is a regular Israelite Jew. Also can't be with the Mamzer, right? She is prohibited to both. Right, another case, Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael. Male Jewish bastard marries a regular Israelite woman. V'yeshlo ach mamzer, right? The brother's also a mamzer. It's also a male Jewish bastard. So this woman was prohibited to the husband who's a mamzer. Also can't be with the brother-in-law who's a mamzer, right? Asuros la'elu v'la'elu. They are prohibited to both. Ushar kol hanashim, everybody else, right? Regular cases, mutaros l'va'aleim u'l'yivameyim. Right, all the other cases, I mean, the Kaddish says not so true that all the other cases, but in regular cases where a man and a woman get married and they're allowed to be together and everything else is, you know, straight up, they are permitted to their husbands and to the yavams in the case the husbands die without children. Mishnah Gimel, Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. Right, you have prohibited relationships because of family bonds, and then these are Shnios, secondary degrees, right, from the scribes, is a rabbinic extension of, right, prohibited familial relationships. So like maternal grandparents and, right, the Gahati says your daughter's daughter-in-law. Right, those are, I guess, from the Torah. Not I guess, right? Those are from the Torah permitted, but rabbinically they're prohibited. So in the case where you are a, right, secondary rabbinically decreed prohibition. So what if Shnia Labal Velo Shnia Liyavam? If you are that secondary level relationship to the husband, but not to the husband's brother who serves as the Yavam, should you die? So the Mishnah says, Asura Laval, Muteras the Yavam. Right? Just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, you could be prohibited to the husband, but not to the Yavam. So that's what it is here. Because you enjoy that prohibited relationship, right? Secondary rabbinic to the husband, so you're prohibited. But should the husband die and you stand before the Yibum who does not have that same relationship, you're permitted. Right? What if it's the reverse? Shnia liyabam, the relationship is to the brother-in-law, but not to the brother/husband. Below shnia labal, it's not a prohibited rabbinic relationship to the husband. So asru liyabam, uteris labal. Right? Then you're permitted to the husband, but should the husband die, right, the brother, you're prohibited to the brother who is the yavam. Shnia lazeh v'lazeh. If you are, the relationship is the same to each brother, so you are a rabbinically prohibited person to each of the brothers. So asura lazeh lazeh, you're prohibited to the husband, and you're prohibited to the yavam should the husband die. Right? Ein la. If you marry somebody who is a shnia, lo ksuva velo peiros velo mazonos velo blos, right? You don't get your ksuva. You don't get, right, peiros, right? You don't get mizonos, right? You don't get sustenance. You don't get velos. Velos is some of the stuff that gets like worn down, right? Some of the stuff you came into the marriage with, right? Peiros also, if the husband, peiros is the husband that used some of the property that you brought in, and he used some of that or some of the fruit of that, you don't get anything back. Vavlad kosher, right? But the child is a kosher child because it's only rabbinically prohibited, right? It doesn't affect the child if there's a child from the relationship. V'chofen osa lahotzi, but in addition, we force him to divorce her, right? Should they be in this rabbinically prohibited relationship? And then the Mishnah contrasts that with Almana l'Kohen Gadol. If an Almana, a widow, marries a Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, right? Grusha v'chalutza, the divorcee or the chalutzed woman, to a regular Kohen, Mamzeret u'nesina l'Yisrael, if a female Jewish bastard or a female Givonite descendant marries a regular Jew, or Bas Yisrael, regular Jewess, who marries a Nesin, a male Givonite descendant, or a Mamzer, a male Jewish bastard, Yesh lahen ksuva. All right, so even though they are prohibited relationships, the kiddushin does work. And in this case, right, in those cases, the Mishnah says you do have a ksuva. So you have this strange case where in the Torah prohibition there is a ksuva, in the rabbinic prohibition there is no ksuva. And the Kahati explains, right, that is because essentially the woman should have the ksuva. Right, there is a marriage, even if, right, a prohibited marriage, the marriage does catch, it is chal. And therefore, there's a ksuva. In the Torah's case, they leave it at Torah law because everybody knows it's prohibited. In the rabbinic case, right, they have to strengthen their words because it's only a rabbinic prohibition, and therefore, there's no ksuva, there's no this, there's no that. All of that is to strengthen the rabbinic prohibition. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.